Lazy Jack, an English folk tale. Once upon a time, there was a boy called Jack, who lived with his widowed mother in the rain-swept countryside of England. The mother earned a few coins by spinning wool, but Jack was lazy and earned nothing. At last, the widow lost all patience with her son and told him that if he did not find some work, she would turn him out of the house to look after himself. Dear me, thought Jack, what a terrible thing that would be. So he went and hired himself for the day to a farmer. The farmer gave him a penny, and Jack was very pleased. However, on the way home, he dropped the penny into a stream and lost it. "You stupid boy," said his mother. "You should have put the penny in your pocket." "You're right," agreed Jack. "That is what I shall do next time." The next day, Jack went out and hired himself to a dairyman. At the end of the afternoon, Jack was given a jug full of creamy, warm milk. He put the jug into his pocket and walked back home. "I did as you said, Mother," called Jack, stepping indoors. But when he lifted the jug from his pocket, he found he had spilled all the milk on the way home. "Where have you spent all your life?" groaned his mother. "Don't you know? You should have carried it on your head." "You're right," agreed Jack. "That is what I shall do next time." 2 days later, Jack hired himself to another farmer. In payment, the farmer gave him a cream cheese. Jack put the cheese on his head and walked home. For once, the sun was shining. The cheese melted and ran all over his shirt. "You idiot," shrieked his mother. "You like cream cheese. You should have carried it carefully in your hands." "You're right," agreed Jack, who was nothing if not good nature. "That is what I shall do next time." On the next day, Jack worked all day for a baker whose cat had recently given birth to kittens. "Take a kitten for your payment, Jack," smiled the baker. Jack took the kitten and carried it carefully in his hands. But the kitten did not want to leave its mother and scratched Jack so much that he had to let it go. "You fool," said his mother when Jack told her what had happened. "You should have tied a piece of string around his neck and dragged it behind you." "You're right," agreed Jack. "That is what I shall do next time." The following day, Jack hired himself to a butcher, who gave him a shoulder of lamb as payment. Jack took the meat, tied a piece of string around it, and dragged it behind him all along the road. By the time he reached home, the meat was not fit to eat. "You ninny," sighed his mother. "You certainly take after your father. You should have carried it on your shoulder." "You are so clever, mother," said Jack. "I'll do that next time." On the following Monday, Jack hired himself to a cattle keeper, who gave him a donkey in payment for his work. Now the donkey was heavy, but Jack was a strong lad. With much heavy and grunting on his part, and also that of the donkey, Jack pulled the donkey onto his shoulder and set off for home. On the way, he passed the home of a rich merchant who had a rather strange daughter. The girl had never laughed in her life, and the doctors had said she would never be cheerful until she saw something she thought was funny. "To think that I had to pay good money for advice like that," moaned the merchant. However, he was fond of his daughter, and wishing to see her happy, he promised her hand in marriage and a fine dowry to any young man who could make her laugh. As luck would have it, the merchant's daughter was looking from her window as Lazy Jack stumbled past carrying the braying donkey. The The girl had never seen anything so ridiculous in her life, and she bursted out laughing. The merchant was delighted. He ran into the street and, inviting Jack indoors, asked him if he would like to marry his daughter and accept the gift of money. Jack agreed, and they lived happily together for the rest of their lives. As Jack was a kind-hearted lad, he saw that his mother had everything she needed. "My Jack may be lazy and stupid," smiled his mother, "but he managed to get it right when it mattered."